Hey, Patreon subscribers, this is Vic here. Welcome to a Myopia Movies, like Patreon exclusive. You guys have been asking for this for a long time, so please enjoy the never ending story. Oh, yeah, that horse dies. Oh, yeah, it's tragic. Of the weird post, let's say, I guess it's Return of the Jedi, that's the most fantasy ish of those movies. This is the one that is kind of the best? I don't know. We've talked about a lot of them. Dark Crystal included. Black Cauldron. We've talked about Labyrinth. We've talked about so many of these kind of weird fantasy bizarre movies. If you've listened to the Cineprob Patreon, we also did Legend. But here we talk about probably the most tragic. Anyway, so the hard version of the Pagemaster, the more kid-oriented version of the Princess Bride, whatever you prefer. Enjoy our coverage of the Neverending Stories, and thanks for being Patreon people. And if you're hearing just the preview, consider donating so you get the whole thing. Thanks, guys.
This week, we round out our Muppet movies by doing the Neverending Story, the last fantasy nonsense that Jim Henson ever did. Until we do, I guess, Return of the Jedi. I'm host Nick Hoffman, Front Cineprov, host of Required Reading and Myopia, and on panel we have
Charlie Rose.
And Kelly.
So we're doing the Neverending Story. This is another one that has been on the docket since we came up with this show. Mm-hmm. It's streaming on Netflix, so if you haven't seen it somehow, hit stop now and watch it before it leaves Netflix forever.
And if you have seen it, trigger warning that the
horse still dies.
Still that Netflix chose is where Artax is in the Swamp of Sadness. So Jonathan had it queued up when I got home last night so that we could watch it from picking up Adelaide and coming home. And I didn't know what the front screen was. So when the movie ended and it went back out to the Netflix screen, I was like, why the fuck would they pick that scene? And he's like,
Netflix is trolling.
Yeah. He looked at me and he's like, that's what you're upset about? And I was like, well, I was upset about it when it happened too. this is not different.
Yeah, I mean, we should talk about this, because this is, I think, the second movie by this director. This is Wolfgang Peterson, the director of Air Force One. Das Boot, excellent movie, and oddly prescient movie, which I riffed on Cineprov, Outbreak from 1995. Yeah, Kelly, this is a movie that traumatized you, so can you give us a plot?
No, I loved this movie growing up. I absolutely adored this movie growing up. All of the other ones that were similar to it traumatized me because I didn't see them until I was older. This movie is really wonderful in its weirdness. So we open with the Neverending Story theme song. All the credits are at the beginning. Right? I missed that. I don't miss that at all. So we open with Bastion. He is a young boy. He's living with his dad. From context clues, his mother must have just passed away. He's struggling in school, so they have kind of a chat, like, I need you to be more serious, stop drawing pictures in math class.
Whoa.
Right?
We need to talk about the scene for now.
Let's back it up, because Major Dad.
Do we want to do the
plot? It's Major
Dad,
and how does he do breakfast? But taking three eggs into a blender and just
with
drinking
orange
it.
Juice.
Orange juice. And I was like,
I was expecting to put
in
that into coffee in there too.
No.
The Sanka? The Sanka? Holy shit.
I looked at Jonathan and I was like, he put an egg in the blender. Jonathan's like, it's the 80s. They thought that was healthy.
I know.
And
that's the thing. In the 80s, like, all these like aggressive power business guys and or bodybuilders.
I was gonna say, he has to go fight Apollo Creed at the end
of
this.
You know,
no,
they would do that every single movie. It was like a trope.
That was something. I was just and he's like, Dad, they beat me up at school today. And he's like, well, I have three eggs to get through breakfast. And you're just like,
stop drawing unicorns in your mouth.
It's the equivalent of rub some dirt on it and walk it off type of a thing.
Well, and he thinks the kid is drawing, like,
horses.
Velvet painting, like, black, like, poster horses. And he's like, they were unicorns! And you're like,
his dad's like,
you're not making it better.
Yeah, no, well, his dad goes, what? Like, wasn't even listening to him.
Yeah.
Well, because he's having a heart attack because he just drank three raw eggs.
And orange juice.
And orange juice.
Happily. Happily. He finished it. And I'm like, oh, you guys, the fucking product placement on this table, though.
What?
The giant box of Ziploc bags. The Wonder Bread, and then just a plate of butter. That was breakfast.
Well, also,
Bastion didn't even have a drink.
No, he had nothing.
Not even toast. He had bread and what was clearly still cold butter, even though it had been sitting on the table. Because that bread fell apart while this kid's trying to act and put butter on a piece of bread at the same time.
Also, this is, I guess, secretly a Disney movie because the mom is fucking dead. Because, like, the dad is trying to choke down three, like, three eggs in an OJ.
It's always a dad with a daughter that's the Disney model.
Right. Fair. Yeah. But he's like, you haven't been the same since your mom died. I'm like, this is a spicy dish for breakfast. Right,
exactly. Well, he goes, I had another dream about mom. And his dad goes, I understand, but we need to have a chat. And it's like, you pick now? Can you do that later? And then he just leaves. Don't be late for school. And Bachelor's like, well, I wasn't late yesterday. Like,
I mean,
this is such a kid reasoning, well, too, though, because, like, my daughter does that shit.
Is, like, trying to destroy everything that is good and hopeful and creative and sensitive about his son.
I was watching this yesterday over hot wings and dinner, and I'm like, the mom's been dead for, like, 4 days, right? Like, the dad's just like, I've moved on. I have a secretary. And, like, the kid is just...
It just doesn't seem like it's been a long time.
No, it's been, like, 20 minutes.
He's still struggling. Yeah. Like, and the dad just doesn't care that he's struggling.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, when you think about it, you know, a dad in the 80s grew up in the 50s.
He voted for Reagan twice already.
Exactly. So, these people have their souls dead. I mean, this is a boomer, right?
This is the morning after the funeral, and he hasn't moved on yet.
This is a boomer. They grew up having to crawl under their desks to duck and cover from the nuclear bombs. So yes, he is an autumn person. He's the dream killer. Because this is another trope from the 80s.
Right, yeah.
The parent that likes to squash their children's dreams.
Yes.
I mean, and we're not even 20 seconds away from Truffle Shuffle kid beating the shit out of this kid. But, like... This is the last time we see this dad in this very traumatic movie.
That's it.
We don't see it. So after our very, very understanding and heartfelt conversation with Dad.
Major Dad takes off.
Yeah.
And
he Bastion, has to go harass Michael J. Fox on another movie.
Bastion starts walking. You know, he goes on his way to school. He runs into the bullies.
With a briefcase, by the way, that kid's a loser.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
You know, throw him in the dumpster. So anyways, he gets out of the dumpster. He ducks into a bookshop where the pedophile works. Owner is
a toucher,
like, oh,
a kid toucher.
Your books are safe. This book isn't safe, right? He steals it. He goes to school. He reads it. He gets immersed in it. And shenanigans ensue, right? He follows the story, but he also becomes a part of it. And that's pretty much the gist of the plot.
That's the movie.
Yeah, that's the movie. It's very creative, though. I like it.
Well, this was just my plot synopsis.
Yes.
But now, what the fuck was in that dumpster? It was like dust and straw.
Oh,
well,
no.
You know, that's like 80s
that
dumpsters.
Like behind the circus.
80s dumpsters were clean.
Were they?
Yes. Yeah. Plus, this also took place in Seattle.
Another Seattle movie.
Where was
two Seattle movies back to back.
Well, okay. I don't know where it was supposed to take place. I know it was filmed because there was one shot where you saw the needle clearly in the background.
100%. Yeah. It was either Seattle or Toronto.
Okay.
But one of various space needles.
Yeah, that's true. Kelly, how old were you when you first saw this? And what was your memory of it?
Oh my gosh. This movie came out the year before I was born. So
right in the heart.
You came out in 87, right?
No, 84.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this movie came out 4 years before I was born.
In the heart.
And I think the first time I saw it was on TV. I think I watched it with my parents. I don't remember what my first reaction was to it, though. I feel like if we were in Indiana, we were in the living room, The carpet is blue. We had already painted the walls white. And I was sad the horse died. I do remember that. And I remember thinking that I wanted to be the childlike princess because she had the little tiara.
I am shocked the horse died so early. Because
I thought it was
for
later.
Me, it had so much emotional impact. And this is a movie, I mean, I'm not Charlie old. I'm older than you. No, it came out the year before I was born.
You get a knife in the back.
I know I do.
I love you.
But I mean, I saw this a bunch when I was young because it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean, it's funny enough. Like, even when I was in college, it might be the most referenced thing of things like Robot Chicken, and like, it's a cultural touchstone. It's a weird fucking movie, especially since we've done things like The Pagemaster, which it's essentially the same as, but the kid gets sucked into the book, and it has the same framing narrative as your favorite movie of all time, The Princess Bride. But it's just. I like it. It's very cute. It's very tight. It's very concise. We have to talk about a lot of stuff in this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have to say, as a kid, and I probably was close to whatever Bastion's Days were supposed to be the first time I saw it, like elementary school.
Yeah.
Or that I remember watching it the first time. And I love reading. I've always loved reading. I don't remember, like, interjecting while I read my books, like gasping out loud and talking to myself, and
so
like
a lot of the characters heard you.
Yes, and I know that that's part of the story, but it's like I was like, this kid is fucking annoying. No wonder he keeps getting beat up every time he reads. He talks to himself. Like, geez.
He was precocious.
Ugh, he was obnoxious.
Myopia Movies is produced by Nick Hoffman and Daniel Settis. It is hosted by Nick Hoffman and Daniel Settis. Mission Briefing is hosted by John Copsey. Podcasts are edited by Daniel Settis, and Patreon is edited by Nick Hoffman. Our engineer is Nick Hoffman. The theme song is Surf Shimmy by Kevin MacLeod from Incomtech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.